Baby, I'm home. Huh?
I suppose my face is a bit flushed. That doesn't matter, though. Hurry and come here.
I needed this.
Yeah, work. It was even worse than usual, if you can believe it. My coworker was just going on and on about how great her boyfriend is and how he buys her anything and everything she wants. She kept blabbering for over 30 minutes about every single detail of their relationship. Like, my God! I really didn't want to hear about all the positions they tried out during sex and how amazing he is at eating pussy. It was completely inappropriate. Not safe for work. And it's not like she was doing that because she thought we were friends. I've made my relationship with her explicitly clear and professional. She was fucking bragging, acting all smug like that. Like she's better than me. Damn irritating it was. Oh, baby. I wish I could have told her to shut up. But the boss likes her a lot for some reason. Like, a lot, a lot. Maybe because she loves to run her mouth about her life and the boss is a lonely, middle-aged dude who really needs that sort of connection. If I pissed her off, I'm sure she'd just run straight to the boss and try to get me fired. I know that she knows that she has that sort of power over me. So she's extra obnoxious towards me because I can't do anything about it. Anyways, right in the middle of another turgid soliloquy about how abso-fucking-lutely handsome her boyfriend looks in the morning, she gets a call. Guess who it was? Speak of the devil, and he doth appear. It was the boyfriend, and he wanted to take her out on a date. Yeah, right in the middle of her shift. And she agreed. She agreed to ditch work just to go on some silly little date with her silly little boy toy. And then the boss, he agrees to let her go and makes me take over her duties. Like, can you believe it? How ridiculous is that? So then I just had to do two people's worth of work by myself for no extra pay. I'm pretty sure that's worker exploitation and highly illegal. But I can't risk losing this job. Job market's too tight to gamble everything on something this trivial. Oh, baby. I don't want to have to put the strain of supporting both of us by yourself while I look for work. I love your eagerness, though. Hey, baby. Wanna know why work today was extra, extra bad? It's because I couldn't get the thought of fucking you out of my head the whole day. Oh, don't blush like you've never heard me say these things before. Though I do love it when you're red as a tomato and wide-eyed. Anyways, after my bitch of a coworker talked about her sex life, my switch was flipped. You know how I am with sex. For hours afterwards, all I could think about was having sex with you. How I was going to fuck you fast or slow, rough or gentle. If I was going to be on top or on the bottom, how many times we'd do it. All the little cries and whimpers you make when I tease you to my heart's content. And especially how good it'd feel. I couldn't focus on work at all, and having to do her work didn't help. I wished that I could just leave work too, come back home and then we'd fuck each other's brains out. My shift felt like it lasted days. I was counting the seconds till I could actually rush back home and take you. The only reason I was able to endure was because I spent my whole lunch break masturbating in the restroom, dreaming about you. When I got home, I didn't want to immediately push you down and fuck you right then and there at the door, though. I wanted to make sure you were in the mood. I might have been uncontrollably horny, but I still didn't want to commit rape. So I tried to calm myself down a little bit before opening the door. But hugging you made me feel super wet again. So, can we have sex? Please? Pretty please? I just love you so much and I'm so attracted to you that I want to fuck you all the time. Oh, come on. You know that the toys don't feel anywhere near as good as you do. I can't be satisfied without the real thing. Yes, I love you. I love you so much, baby. I love you. I love you. Baby, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you so, so, so much. Let's move this to the bed. Quickly. I don't know how much longer I can wait. And gotcha. You're mine now. I can finally let my desires run free. Don't be like that. You know I love your smell. You've made a mistake letting me get this close to your neck. Or maybe you wanted me to give you hickeys like this. Maybe you wanted this all along. Just tell me next time. I love to mark you. Now, let me tell you exactly what's going to happen. First, I'm going to jack you off while you touch me as well. Then we'll have sex. A lot of sex. I hope you didn't intend on doing anything else tonight, because I'm not going to let you escape now that I've got you in my clutches, baby. I told you. I spent a lot of time at work planning what I was going to do to you when I got home. Helped to pass the long hours. Lose the clothes now, before I make them get lost. I'll take off my clothes, too. Let me get you hard first, baby. Ugh! Where's the lube when you need it? Ugh! Fuck it! I'm too goddamn horny to be able to deal with this sort of nonsense. It's like I'm in heat. I'll just use my spit. There we go. You got hard quite quickly. I've trained you well. That feel good? Of course it does. I know exactly how you like to be jacked off. Hey, touch me as well. It's not fair if you're the only one feeling good. Oh yeah. That feels amazing. Oh God. Your fingers feel so good inside of me like that. Keep going. Don't stop. Oh, are you getting close? I can feel you tensing up. Are you about to come in my hand? That's not allowed. You can't just go coming all on your own without me. We have to come together. So just hold it in for me, okay? Just hold on until I'm about to come. Oh yeah. I'm almost there, baby. Oh, I feel like I'm about to burst. You don't have to hold back anymore. I know you've just barely been able to stop yourself from coming. I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming! I'm coming! Ah! You came so much. I guess I did too. Look, it's all over your hand. Your cum is delicious as always. So good. Let me clean off your cock, too. Oh, look! You got all hard again. That's good. We still have much, much more fun to have together. I'm nowhere near satisfied from this, so you better be prepared. Don't look so tired, baby. I know you like me when I'm like this, all pent up and horny. Now just lie back, baby. I'll get on top of you and do all the work for you. It'll help you save some energy so we can keep going for even longer. Those eyes. Those adorable, vulnerable eyes looking up at me. You're completely irresistible when you're like this, you know? You are the reason I have such a high sex drive. I can't hold myself back when I'm around you. You stimulate every fiber of my being. Do you remember my annoying coworker? She sure was confident in her boyfriend. But I bet that if she saw you like this now, she'd be absolutely blown away. You're that sexy. You like the feeling of my wet cunt on your cock? I know you do. I'm going to put it in and fuck you now.
Finally! I have you inside me. Feels like it's been ages since I've had sex with you. Yeah, I know we fucked yesterday, but it still felt like a really long time. I'm gonna start writing you now. Rough. Feels better that way. I'll fuck you how you deserve to be fucked. Good. It's like my body's moving on my own. Well, you felt amazing enough to make me utter such a cliche line. Go ahead, baby. Shut your eyes and grasp tightly on the sheets. Do whatever you can to hold on as I fuck you, silly. I love seeing you like this, knowing that it's all my fault that your mind is racked with pleasure. It's quite empowering, really. I'm going to lean down and kiss you as well. I can feel your body tensing up even more than usual. You're about to come. That's good, because I'm about to come too. Once again, let's come together, baby. I'll count down from 10, so just hold it until then. Ten. Nine. I can't wait that long. I'll skip to 5. 5, 4, 3, almost there, 2,
Get ready, baby. One. Come. Come for me. Come inside me. Come while I clench and spasm around your amazing cock. Incredibly refreshed after that. Like I'm positively radiating energy. You look exhausted, though, and your eyes are all glazed and unfocused. I felt that good, huh? That's flattering. Come on, baby. Wakey, wakey. Wake up. Come on. Wake up and smell the ashes. There you are. So how do you feel? Oh, yes. Tired. You certainly do look tired. And also covered in sweat. For now, how about we go and take a shower together? Get ourselves cleaned up. Then, after that, we can go a couple more rounds. What do you think about that?
Yes, baby! I love you! But you know, I can't help but get the feeling that I'm sort of always pushing you to have sex with me. Oh well, it feels really good and that's all that matters, right? Though I am sort of worried that I might break your dick if we have so much sex all the time. Especially rough sex like that. I've heard it can damage veins in the penis and cause the blood to mix in with the semen. With how much we do it, I'm a bit concerned for you. Just tell me if it ever starts to hurt. I want to make sure you're okay. On that note, let's take that shower and then get right back to fucking. I know I'm a hypocrite for just saying all that stuff about being concerned for you and then immediately wanting to have more sex. You still love me though, right? Yay, I knew it! Let's go already! I can't wait to fuck you again and again and again and again.